Welcome back to the Ayers and Ayers pregame show ahead of Norris and Scutt part two at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Ryan Swanigan with you, and we are now joined by the head coach of the team that is not in a rebuilding year. Wally Johnson joins us. I think that's what was thrown around quite a bit ahead of this season. I think you guys have clearly put it out there that it is anything but, and maybe it is, but it is disguised in a way that has presented success. I mean, how can you describe how the year has gone for your team?
First of all, pure joy. practice has been a joy to go to every single day. The kids definitely have a great work ethic and a great desire to be the best they can be, and they've just gelled more than we could have imagined at the beginning of the year. You know, we went through the summer and, you know, answered a lot of questions. Leadership has emerged throughout the year, confidence has emerged throughout the year, and just, you know, we brought Ray Wagner into the mix and kids were accepting of her, and she, you know, felt comfortable right away and added to what we already had. And, you know, I asked our players earlier this year, earlier this summer, would you have ever thought that we'd be in the place that we're at right now? And, you know, the answer was no, but they're not satisfied with where we're at. We have a huge desire to make it to round two, and today's going to be a large feat, but we have pure confidence that we can get it done.
I want to talk about Ray Wagner, because she has weathered a storm that did not look great in that Bennington game. That injury looked very serious and was out for a little bit. But you got her back in time for Pius. You got her back now for Scutt part two. How big of a factor is she going to be in this game here today against the Skyhawks?
A huge factor. We had 4 weeks where we had to play without her, which, looking back, potentially was a blessing, because we had to learn how to play a different way, which brought people up and got them experience. So it just made us deeper and stronger. With her in the lineup, though, she averages, you know, close to 9 rebounds and 9 points a game, and that's tough. And the thing that's not statted is she changes opponent's shots. So to have that in the lane, rim protector, and then scorer, rebounder is huge. And, you know, she was a little rusty coming back, but it didn't take long for her to fit right back in, and you can't replace that. You can't replace it.
I want to talk about that first game against Scutt, because only Pius the 10th can brag about the fact that they had games against the Skyhawks decided by 8 points or less, and then here come the Norris Titans to do that, and you guys did not back down at all and made it only a 6-point loss, which nobody thought was going to happen. How proud were you of that first game? Even though it was a loss, it was not a blowout by any stretch of the imagination.
Right. We showed a lot of character in that game. I think at one point we were down double digits, and it was late in the game too, double digits. But I think we had a 2-point lead at half, if I'm remembering that game right. And in the locker room, we talked about the thing that would win us the game is rebounding. And unfortunately, we didn't win the rebound game in the second half, and we feel as though if we win that rebounding factor, that gives us a great chance to win. And, you know, we made a game of it. Of course, obviously, we didn't have Ray in that game, so that'll be a rebounding factor today. But our kids are confident. Our kids are fearless for this game today, and they're hungry, so we'll see what happens.
Well, Wally, congratulations on what has been a pleasantly surprising season. It's been fun to watch you guys. Good luck in this one against the Skyhawks.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Wally Johnson, head coach in the Norris Titans. Starting lineups and tip-off are next right after this.